Nolte, Little Mermaid remake again proves America is world's least racist country. By John Nolte on June 6, 2023. The Little Mermaid, 2023, is bombing all over the world. Except for here in America, which once again proves we live in the least racist country on Earth. Don't get me wrong, with this remake, the groomers and child exploiters at Disney have another box office money loser on their creatively bankrupt hands. And I'm fine with that. Yes, in the past, I have always said I want the movie business to succeed. But that was before the demons at Disney started grooming children under the age of consent with transvestites, homosexuality, and drag queens. Now I do want Disney to fail. Now I do cheer when Disney fails. Evil failing is always a good thing. Anyway, the corporate media are blaming the Little Mermaid remake's overseas failure not on Disney's creative bankruptcy or its open push to sexualize little kids. No, the fake media are blaming the failure on, you guessed it, racism. Far left lol. The Little Mermaid has bombed with moviegoers in China and South Korea amid racist critiques in some quarters over the casting of black actress Halle Bailey as main character Ariel. Far left Hollywood Reporter. The Little Mermaid is getting doused in select foreign markets amid a racist backlash over the casting of black actress Halle Bailey in the role of Ariel. Far left Deadline. As we noted in our global preview, The Little Mermaid was expected to be more of a domestic play at the outset. However, it's fairly astonishing to see these overseas reactions, largely believed to be led by internet trolls. But you told me America was racist? Gee, why would racist America deliver $187 million in box office over only 11 days while the rest of the world snubs it? I thought the rest of the world was more progressive and sophisticated than us gun-loving rubes. Apparently not. The oh-so-sophisticated in Switzerland, Sweden, Norway, and Finland haven't even accrued a total of $4 million in ticket sales for The Little Mermaid. Maybe they spent that money on white hoods. But I have another question. If the rest of the world is rejecting The Little Woke Mermaid because the whole world is racist, why is Black Panther, 2018, the 15th biggest overseas hit in movie history? That sucker grossed $1.35 billion overseas, and there were a whole lot of black people in it. Oh, well. Maybe the racism comes from the fact that Disney race-swapped a white lead character with a black lead character in a live-action remake of a beloved animated classic. Except, in 2019, Disney, race-swapped a white lead character with a black lead character in a live-action remake of a beloved animated classic, and that movie grossed $1.05 billion overseas. Allow me to explain. The fake media are so far up Disney's backside. We are once again being race hoaxed because no one in the fake media dares admit Disney's desire to sexually exploit children might have damaged the brand. The media will also never admit The Little Mermaid isn't a very good movie, which is why it crashed nearly 60% during its second domestic weekend. You see, things have gotten so bad for Disney that Rotten Tomatoes and IMDb are engaging in corporatist affirmative action to juice The Little Mermaid's audience numbers. For example, The Little Mermaid shows a 94% audience score at Rotten Tomatoes. But that's a verified rating. The all audience score, meaning, not juiced by Rotten Tomatoes to please their corporate master at Disney, a company that sexualizes kids, is a terrible 57%. Anyway, despite all the lies and rigging of numbers, The Little Mermaid will still lose millions. Not as much as Big Gay Lightyear or Big Gay Strange World lost, but millions. Later this month, the latest Pixar film from the groomers at Disney, Elemental, will probably lose a fortune. And then, at the end of the month, Disney's savagely reviewed new Indiana Jones movie hits screens. I'm sure the Marvels will save Disney's box office fortunes this winter. Everyone knows Brie Larson is a blast to hang out with. Oh, and Disney Plus is losing billions. Disney's stock is worth about half its value compared to this same month 2 years ago. All Disney had to do was leave the kids alone. But the company is too helpless to its depraved fetishes and perversions to conduct a reputable business. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.